How safe is your water? We hear stories, you know, Flint, Michigan, the main one, but other places in Ohio occasionally will be coming up about contaminated drinking water, which we sometimes think is something that happens in the third world country, but it's happening right here in the United States. We've got an expert on the line to talk with us this morning. We have Charlotte Brody, a registered nurse and executive director of the nonprofit Healthy Babies Bright Futures. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
Let's talk about how widespread is drinking water problems for us?
Well, we don't really know the answer, which is part of the problem. We know from the American Water Association that 90 million Americans get their water from lead lines, but we don't know how many of those lines are putting lead into the water, and that's why we're offering this test.
So this is different from having water from the source that might be contaminated through runoff or other things like that. This is more related to the actual infrastructure of how the water is getting into our homes.
That's right. 90 million Americans have old pipes that run under the street and pipes that are bringing the water into the homes. And then many Americans also have faucets that contain lead if they were put in before the 1970s.
We've known about lead paint. That seems to have been the focus for many years, about the paint that had contained lead, and sometimes it's underneath layers of paint in homes, and people never really think about the water, because you really can't, you see, you're drinking water, you're not sure exactly all the things that are in there. Talk about this test that you're offering. How do people go about getting it, and what does this test do?
Well, if you go to hbbf.org, you can order this test that costs Virginia Tech, our partner in this project, the lab that uncovered the problem in Flint. Together we're providing a 3-bottle test kit that it costs $50 at Virginia Tech. It costs us about $15 to ship it, but we're offering it on a sliding scale so that every family can test their water. And it comes with 3 bottles so you can figure out if you have a lead problem and where that problem is coming from. It's much more comprehensive than the test you can buy in the store or online. The 3 bottles let you test. The first bottle you test right away, the water from the tap, and it will tell you if there's water right there in your faucet. The second one you wait 45 seconds, and that way you're testing the water under your sink as it comes into your house. And then the third bottle you're testing, you're letting the water run for 5 minutes, so you're really testing the water from the street.
Now, can we assume that if somebody, let's say my neighbor tested and they have an issue, would I assume that it's the same for my home? Can you make a jump like that?
You can make a jump about the water from the street or the water in the line, but your neighbor might have newer faucets that don't have lead in the faucet, but you have older ones that do. So you can figure out part of the problem is the same as your neighbor's, but not all of the problem.
Charlotte, what is it about lead? Why would it be part of faucets, or why would it be part of pipes?
Well, it's a soft metal, and we didn't used to understand how dangerous low levels of lead could be. You know, we used to think that only big exposures to chemicals could cause a problem, but now we understand that no level of lead is safe, and it's especially harmful for the youngest of us, for infants, especially infants who are drinking formula mixed with tap water. They're getting a whole lot more lead than the rest of us, pound for pound. And we know that even tiny amounts of lead can harm the developing brain in ways that can't be undone.
Thus the reason why the nonprofit is called Healthy Babies, Bright Futures. You're trying to stop something. What are some of the, I guess, signs of, and this is probably a cumulative effect, of lead contamination, poisoning, that you're being affected by this? How is that determined?
Well, you know, it's really a silent epidemic. At very high levels of exposure to lead, you can have seizures and rashes and even go into a coma. But we almost never see that. Much more common and much harder to detect are the subtle impacts of lead. You know, making kids just a little less able to learn, a little less able to take in information and process it, a little more violent. And those are the levels we're trying to deal with by offering this test kit.
So if somebody gets the test kit and it's determined that there is lead in the drinking water, and I guess it's maybe determined by certain parts, you know, things sometimes parts per million, or I don't know how exactly it's measured for that. What's the next step? Are they going to move, tear out their pipes? I mean, what happens once you find out this information?
It's such an important question. We'll be sending a customized report with the findings from every lead test kit. And so you'll know if this is a problem that you have to solve at the community level because you do have the same problem as your neighbors, or whether or not this is something you can solve by changing out your faucet and in the meantime, filtering your water to make sure you're getting the lead out.
Charlotte, you mentioned that Dr. Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech helped identify the problem in Flint, Michigan. Can you give us a brief summary of what triggered that? How did he get involved? How did the people of Flint, Michigan know there was a problem? Or did they?
They did know there was a problem because they could see it. The water was so contaminated in Flint with lead and other things as well that they knew there was a difference and kids were getting sick. We're talking about very high levels of exposure. And it was really a mom, a concerned mom, who saw that her children weren't the same as they had been, who got online and found out that Mark Edwards was a water engineering expert, that he had done something about the problem in D.C., and that he could help Flint and now can help people all across the country by testing their water at hbbf.org.
Again, if people want to get this kit, and you mentioned it's available on a sliding scale, hbbf.org. I suppose there's other good information there as well besides just the kit information, too.
A lot of information about lead and the other chemicals that work like lead to harm kids.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. Charlotte Brody, the executive director of the nonprofit Healthy Babies, Bright Futures. Again, you can go to hbbf.org to find out all about what we've talked about today. Thank you, Charlotte. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.